So just last week, we read through the letter of Jonah, so we're all very familiar with that story. And Jesus uses that story to be the foundation for why he doesn't need to prove himself. And what happened with Jonah will be revealed through Christ. But this generation is an evil generation, he says. Their hearts, their minds, their bodies are turned away from that which is good because they're seeking proof. They want Jesus to prove himself. And so we too need to be careful that we look over what Christ has already done in the resurrection from the dead, the establishment of the church, the creation of the sacraments, and think that we need something more, that what he has already done is some way insufficient. It's an evil generation that seeks a sign to fascinate us or to placate our mindful curiosities. So we need to be careful about that. But today we begin, and really for that, I think the next month, the next 4 weeks, unless we have a saint day that has particular readings, we're going to hear from this great letter to the Romans. And so your homework, go read the letter to the Romans. Read it all the way through, read it bit by bit, so that as you come to daily Mass, these words are familiar to you. They're the powerful word of the gospel. That's what he'll tell us tomorrow. He's not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God. But this wonderful section we have today, just this simple introduction. We know that the letter to the Romans is a unique letter for Paul because he's writing to a community of Christians that's already established, that he's unfamiliar with them. And so he's writing to introduce himself to them. And then the first half especially is a very systematic approach to theology and doctrine and dogma. And we can pay special attention till tomorrow. I won't be here, so you'll be spared that homily. This is really that Romans chapter 1, the end of Romans chapter 1, where it's a great insight into the evils of our current culture. So read all of Romans chapter 1 and reflect about what we are dealing with in our contemporary culture and see how spot on Paul was 2,000 years ago when we deny the truth of God. We face the quote-unquote wrath of God by being subjected to our sinful passions. And then we result by turning ourselves over to unnatural and immoral activities. St. Paul warned them, and he's warning us today. But Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, this is his first introduction to this community. A slave of Christ Jesus. No longer following my own wants, my own will, my own desires, but I have willingly subjected myself to another. And for him, this other is Christ Jesus. He's called to be an apostle. So the calling comes from outside to him. He didn't volunteer for this. This wasn't what he wanted to do. He encountered Jesus and he called to be an apostle, one that is sent and set apart for the gospel of God. He's set apart. He's made holy. He has a specific purpose for his life now. The gospel of God, which was promised previously through the prophets. And so he was telling them, we're living out the expectation of the chosen people from all those centuries ago. The gospel, the good news, this amazing proclamation that something great has happened. And that word gospel was used in the time of Jesus to announce a new king being raised to the throne or a great military triumph, this good news being proclaimed to the people. St. Paul takes that word and uses this good news for the proclamation of the new king, the king of Jesus Christ. And this military conquering, that sin and death have been conquered by the death and resurrection of Jesus. This is the good news. that established as the Son of God in power, according to the Holy Spirit, through the resurrection. That through Christ we have received the grace of apostleship. That because Christ rose from the dead, and he's established his church, and he's poured out the Holy Spirit, that he and us have received this grace of apostleship, this gift of being sent out as missionaries, as those on a mission to announce the good news of Christ to everyone. And why? To bring about the obedience of faith. Not the obedience of the law, but obedience of faith. That as we come to faith in Christ Jesus, we necessarily are moved to change our life, to be obedient to Christ and his church and the doctrines and the dogma. That to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name, even among all the Gentiles. The response role says, you have made your salvation known to the nations. The nations are the Gentiles. And St. Paul is reminding them that they are fulfilling this prophecy from the Psalms from 1,000 years before. Among whom you are also, who are called to belong to Christ Jesus. When there's so much confusion these days about identity and who am I and what I'm supposed to be and what I'm called to be, we're called to belong to Christ Jesus, to be slaves of him. And to all the beloved of God and Rome who are called to be holy. Again, this is his simple introduction. This is who I am, he says. I am a slave of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, and I'm coming to all of you, preaching the good news, so that your life can change. You too can be an apostle. All of you who are living in this great city of Rome, you who are called to be holy, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That last sentence, that's one of the words of introduction the priest can use at the beginning of Mass. We regularly say, Lord, the Lord be with you. Well, there's a longer one, but this one also. But grace to you and peace from God our Father. So grace to you would have been the way that the Greeks greeted each other. And then peace to you would have been the way that the Romans or the Jews would have greeted each other. So this universal greeting, everyone now is being addressed by this apostle of Jesus Christ, this slave of Jesus Christ. I'm coming to you to preach the good news. What a powerful introduction that St. Paul is making to this community. Christ completely changed, radically changed the life of St. Paul. And he's writing to this community, and these words are being given to us so that those powerful words of the gospel can have the same effect in our life that it had in St. Paul's. We need seek no other sign than the amazing work that Christ has already done and is doing in our life. So allow these next few weeks to be an encounter with St. Paul and through his letter to the Romans. The depths of the theological insights and then the practical application in our lives of what it means for us to have received this call so that we too can call ourselves slaves of Christ Jesus.